The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Tony and Jennifer joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
You know, I am a sucker for a story on TV where you see somebody in the military surprising their family for the holidays.
Line them up. All the videos. Yes.
Yes. And so, Tony, you're in the service. You're a private first class in the Marines, correct?
Yes, I am.
And then Jennifer, how do you know Tony?
So Tony's my son. I was the Marine, and he's our fourth generation Marine in the family.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, yeah. That's remarkable.
Yeah, so my parents would be Tony's grandparents, and then my grandparents all the way back to the Korean War. So he's keeping on the Marine Corps tradition in the family.
And he surprised you by showing up, and you weren't expecting it, were you?
No, we didn't know until about the last minute that he was going to be able to come home for the holidays. So it's really special. He was in boot camp last year all through Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year. So we're quite excited to have him here for the holidays this year.
And it was all because of Miles for Military, right?
Yes, Miles for Military. And I didn't know anything about them until I met Maureen at the airport last Saturday. And her son was a Marine, and it really moved her to start this nonprofit to get those military members home for holidays. Because, you know, military, they're not the richest of the mm-hmm. bunch. So it's really hard financially for them to make those flights home. So I'm just in awe of Maureen.
And it must have been just great for your mental health, Tony, to get to come home and surprise your family and be around family for the holidays.
Yeah, it was really great. You know, like my mom said, it's a little tough financially, and this was a great opportunity to come home, especially before I go to the West Coast, and it's a little more challenging to come home. So Maureen did a great job making this possible, and I greatly appreciate what she's done.
So I'm just going to add a little backstory about Maureen. So she had a son who was in the service, and she wanted to bring him home for the holidays, but she made a realization that some of his friends didn't have moms or dads or whatevers that could afford to bring people home, and especially if you're overseas, as
right.
you know, Carson.
Sure.
It's not cheap to fly back. You can fly free from the military sometimes if you can get a hop, but that's not something that happens. So she created this organization called Miles for Military, which is milesformilitary.org. If you want to send them money or your flight points, they can use it all.
When I was in the military, and I say the only thing that was around that was even close was the
USO.
They would send a TV crew to our barracks,
yep.
and we recorded a message, and then they would send that video to our local TV station. So the only reason my mom got to see me over the holidays is because I recorded a video message.
Those are awesome.
You know, right?
Totally remember those.
So that, you know, something like this wasn't around when I was in the military. So this is just spectacular. We love this so much. So again, if you're interested in helping out, please go find their website. Again, it is milesformilitary.org. Tony, when you got back to the house with the family, with your mom and everything, what was the first meal?
Regina's Pizzeria up in Boston. We got to go.
Let's go.
Put a pizza down on the way home and then had another one for dinner.
Oh, that is so good. Jennifer, to you, your grandparents, to your family serving our country like this for so many generations, our hats off to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And thanks for supporting this organization and letting people know that it's there if they need it.
Of course.
And now you are all officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo! Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show this morning. Have a great holiday, Tony. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you. You guys as well.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye. And if you want to share something going on in your life that will put a smile on her face, like that story right there, a mom and her son, generations of Marines, just a great story.
Take my money anytime it's a video of somebody coming home from overseas to surprise their mother, their kid, or their dog.
617-931-1234. We'd love to have you be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. 617-931-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love of the brand new Subaru. Subaru of New England. .com. Kennedy, say hey to David from Draken.
Hello, David.
Hello, Kennedy. How are you?
I am living the dream. How about you, buddy?
I am not living the dream. I am late for work in Charlestown, Carson.
You overslept?
I overslept. I'm heading to your hamlet.
A sleepy little hamlet called Charlestown.
God's country. Put some respect on my check.
How late are you, David?
Indeed. Oh, my shift starts at 7, but I'm sitting in traffic on 93 right now. So.
Oh, you late. Okay.
I'm late.
David, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, beat it.
I like this guy.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she has now left the studio and gone into that other studio, so she can't hear anything that's happening. Are you ready?
I shall do my very best.
Question number one. 35 years ago today in 1989, The Simpsons debuted on Fox. Which instrument does Lisa play on the show?
She plays the saxophone.
Eugene Levy turns 38 today. Name the TV show.
78.
What did I say?
38.
Eugene Levy turns 78 today. Name the TV show he created and starred in alongside his son, Dan.
Schitt's Creek.
Chapel Roan was on an episode of Carpool Karaoke, and she said she'll say something controversial if she wins a Grammy. What is the name of the club Chapel sings about in one of her most famous songs?
I do not know anything by Chapel Roan, so I have no idea.
Question number four. The castle from The Sound of Music is open to the public as a hostel. It's called Schloss Leperskron, and it's in Salzburg, Austria. What is the name of the family in The Sound of Music?
Oh, the Von Trapp family.
And question number five. Taylor Swift had the top two albums on Billboard's 2024 year-end chart. The Tortured Poets Department landed at number one, followed by 1989 Taylor's version at number two. One Thing at a Time came in third. Whose album is that? One Thing at a Time.
One Thing at a Time. The Weeknd.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
David, where do you work in Charlestown?
I work at MGH.
Oh, okay. Kennedy?
Hi.
David got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, sir.
These are tough. You ready?
Sure.
35 years ago today in 1989, The Simpsons debuted on Fox. Which instrument does Lisa play on the show?
The saxophone.
Saxophone is it. 1-1. Eugene Levy turned 78 today. Name the TV show he created and starred in alongside his son, Dan.
Schitt's Creek.
2-2. Chapel Roan was on an episode of Carpool Karaoke and said she'll say something controversial if she wins a Grammy. What is the name of the club Chapel sings about in one of her most famous songs?
Pink Pony Club.
3-2. The castle from The Sound of Music is open to the public as a hostel. It's in Salzburg, Austria, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the family in The Sound of Music?
The Von Trapps.
4-3. Question number five. Taylor Swift had the top two albums on Billboard's 2024 year-end chart. The Tortured Poets Department landed at number one. 1989, Taylor's version was number two. The album One Thing at a Time came in third. Whose album is that?
Drake.
Morgan Wallen.
Hmm.
Dang it.
Dang it is right. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, David.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am David from Dragut, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Get to work.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
Not sure what your plans are for the holidays. Maybe you're going to be doing a little bit of traveling. Milan and Barrett were driving to Charlotte, North Carolina. Spend some time with her sister.
Love a road trip, man.
And her sister's husband.
Are you guys driving in your Jeep?
We are.
I was wondering if you were going to like rent maybe a bigger car or just something that's got a little more smoothness on the highway.
Yeah, no. And Dan is flying to the Republic of Florida.
Yeah, 2 weeks in sunny Southwest Florida.
But it's Kennedy's trip that is really interesting to me because of how long you're going to be on a plane, which is just wild. I mean, I've traveled a lot, South Korea, Germany, but I think this is the longest I've ever heard anybody have to be on one single plane. How many hours?
So from here to Seoul will be 15 and a half hours. And then I have not a very long layover, and then another six.
That's wild. When I flew to Seoul when I was in the military, it was like Florida, Atlanta, St. Louis, Oregon, and then Seoul.
Well, that's because you didn't have a travel agent.
Yeah, I didn't. That's true.
And Uncle Sam was paying.
Sam was doing it on the cheap.
Yeah.
15 hours in a tube with strangers is a long time.
Well, so here's the thing, though. Like, so I've got this app that will start probably like this weekend of telling me when to start trying to fall asleep and wake up so that I won't be so very jet lagged when I get there.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. Carson, the amount of stuff I have bought. I bought this thing that goes on my leg that will stimulate the leg muscles so I won't get cramped or get swollen legs. Because when I flew from, you know, like 8 years ago when I did that big, huge trip, I flew from Johannesburg to Dubai and then directly to Boston, and my ankles looked like elephants when I got back. It was so bad. So that, and I'm flying like business class, so I'm flying like with the beds that lay down, and they feed you a bunch and
stuff
like that. And they're trying to get you on the right time by the time you get there, too. So they turn off the lights and stuff like that to try and get you acclimated.
Right.
I can't imagine being a flight attendant on a 19-hour flight.
Forget about people giving you advice. It sounds like you should be giving people advice. Well, you should be hosting a travel vlog.
You know me, that if I do something, it's the ADHD in me that just can't stop researching and researching and researching and buying and buying and buying. And so I have this huge stack of stuff sitting on a chair that I need to pack.
What if you get in, you settle in, you have all of your fancy gadgets, you're ready for your 19-hour flight, and then the person next to you right before takeoff just takes their shoes off? And they're going to leave their open toes out for this whole flight.
That would be me.
You would go open toed on a flight?
No, I wouldn't. I would go socks though.
I bring a pair.
Keep your shoes on.
I bring a pair of like clean, yummy, fuzzy socks to wear on the airplane, but I do not walk around in them because that's disgusting. Bathrooms are disgusting on airplanes. But
by the way, Kennedy's going to Thailand. I don't know if we said or didn't say that, so, but she's ending in Thailand.
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm hoping that I can just kind of rest. You know, I have books, I've got movies, I've got all the things.
Mm-hmm.
They feed you a whole bunch. And then, so I'm just, and I'm also hoping that my layover, because my layover is a little bit tight. Mm-hmm. And then, but when I get there, so I get there late. So my whole day, I leave on the 23rd, I get there on the 24th. I leave here on the 23rd at 11 o'clock in the morning. I get there on the 24th at 11 o'clock at night. So I kind of lose like a whole day.
Like a time traveler.
And a half,
But I'm doing things like, do you want to know what I'm doing?
Hold on. Because we are now getting peppered on the text line with questions for you. So don't answer any of them yet.
Oh.
And then we'll come back and we'll rattle through all these questions because people have questions, including about Mr. X. But don't say anything.
Okay.
617-931-1234. You can call or text your question or your tip for Kennedy. We'll do that next on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
So Kennedy shared that she's going to Thailand over the holiday break, 20 hours in an airplane. That's a long time in a plane. And she is overprepared.
Well, I feel like the more you have, the less that can go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're traveling, something always goes wrong. But for me, as anxiety ridden as I am,
right.
And you guys all know this because you have to sit with me every day. Thank you for your service. But in an airport is the one place I know that I have to just give it to the universe. You got to let Jesus take the wheel or whatever, because there's nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get mad at the person because it's raining somewhere. Mm-hmm. And if you do, you're a mean person.
Helps that the bars are open at 6 a.m. too.
So I am stacked and packed and ready to go with everything I could possibly need.
Ellen is from Lowell.
Lowell.
Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning.
So you used to fly back and forth from Qatar all the time?
I did, yes. I worked as a nanny, and I worked in luxury hotels, and like the Qatari royal family came to L.A. and ended up hiring me to come to work for them. But they first invited me for a party, and then I went, and it was business class on Emirates, which is an
airline.
You're
joking.
It will spoil you forever. I have flown private with this family, and let me tell you, I would rather fly Emirates.
So when I went to Dubai... The first, you know, a million years ago when I went, I didn't have a ton of money. You know, I had a budget. It was a big amount of money, right? But, right. And I was like, well, can you bump me up to business class? She goes, yeah, that'll be 10 grand. For the flight.
Yeah.
But if you walk past Emirates coach is not bad. Biggest coach seats in all of the fleet.
It's good.
But it's still 20 hours. And I'm just saying that some of those Emirates flights, guys, have doors. And bathrooms, like showers, like you have a hotel room.
Do you still work for this royal family?
Yeah, hold up. The Qatari royal family flew you halfway across the world to watch their kids.
Do you still work for them?
That's what they do.
To court me. They flew me over there to court me and my children, my husband. They wanted me to see their lifestyle so that I would work for them full time.
And?
Because I initially said no.
Did you take the job?
And then I worked for them for 3 years.
Oh, wow. What a life.
But once you see the lifestyle, how do you say no?
I mean, on Emirates, they have a second.
Thank you, Ellen.
They have a separate check-in for people flying first class, so they don't even have to be around.
Mm-hmm. What a crazy story.
People.
Michelle is from Foxborough and has been to Thailand. You have any tips for Kennedy, Michelle?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah. What's your tip for Kennedy?
Well, Thailand is absolutely spectacular. I did not fly business class, though. I flew in coach, and it was still great. So I would say just, you know, enjoy the journey, and the people there are just fantastic. They are so kind and so friendly. I don't know exactly where you're going in Thailand, but everywhere we went,
Bangkok and Chiang Mai.
I was there. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we were
ones.
In Bangkok and then Krabi, and we were there for a friend's wedding, and just their whole culture is so beautiful. Her wedding was so gorgeous, and the different parts of the culture that we took in and learned while we were there, I would go back in a heartbeat.
Okay,
really.
Two questions. Did you at all ever get sick? And question to follow that, did you take probiotics before you left, and did you travel with, like, Tums and all that stuff?
No, I did not.
Did you eat anything on the street?
I did not eat anything on the street. I don't think, well, we did a kayak trip,
yeah.
And our host for the kayak trip cooked us a fantastic lunch on an island,
yeah.
And... We ate all of that. None of us got sick. Every place we went for food was fantastic. My friends who travel with me, they're very diligent about all of that. So they had every medicine under the sun. I don't travel that way. I'm just more of a...
raw dog, you know, like me.
I just know it's going to be all right.
No headphones.
You know, I talked to the travel agent yesterday, you know, to make sure we had all the questions answered. And she was just like, how are you with spicy food? I'm like, I like it. It don't like me back.
Mm.
And she's like, okay, just be careful. Bring yourself some Tums or Pepto or Imodium or whatever. So I have all of that packed.
Thank you, Michelle.
In case.
Have you been boning up on your Thai on Duolingo?
They don't have Thai on Duolingo. Funny story. But yes, a little bit.
Kristen is from Derry, New Hampshire, and she has a question about your trip to Thailand. What is it?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good, what's up?
Are you traveling solo to Thailand, Kennedy?
You bet.
Oh my goodness, you're brave.
Look, it's gotten to the point in my life where I would rather travel solo. Traveling with people is obnoxious. I don't know how you...
It makes me laugh, but it also makes me kind of sad that you think that.
I know that. I spend more time in airports than the two of you combined.
I
can tell you how people treat each other in airports, and it's not kind, and it's not nice. And by the end of a vacation, everybody hates everybody. And you know, the only person I can hate is myself. And I do that every day anyway.
Thank you, Kristen. Hold on, Helen.
I like traveling
Helen
with somebody
is
else.
From Framingham, and you want to go
shared
with Kennedy to Thailand?
Kennedy.
I share it with all my single serving friends.
Hold on, we have somebody who wants to go with
you. Yes, bring it.
I want to come. You didn't call me. I would have had my my bags packed.
Well, I don't know if you've heard. She has like,
I know, but I'm pretty, you know, I have opinions, but I mean, I'm pretty easy to travel with, I think.
I hear you, and I'm sure you are lovely. But I guess when you do something like this, where it's something I've wanted to do for, I don't know, 10 years, this has been on my bucket list, and I'd like to thank cancer for helping me pull the trigger on this one, because I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and finally I was like, what are you waiting for exactly?
Right.
So I just did it.
Mm-hmm. It's like my dream vacation to go to Thailand. Mm.
Well, I'll give you all my tips and tricks when I get back.
The most expensive thing is going to be the flight, then you're going to live like a king. On 30 baht a day.
Mm-hmm. Not really. I went through a travel agent. But yes, I hear what you're saying. I wasn't going to go there on my own. In other words, I have a company that I'm working with, and they'll meet with me every day and take me on my tours. Right. I'm not exactly that level, just because I'd never been there before.
Kennedy, I know, and it was very exciting going to Thailand, but I'm going to get to see Jimmy Johnson's race shop in Charlotte, North Carolina. I know you're jealous.
Dude, I love North Carolina.
I hear you can get pretty good pad thai in Raleigh.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Subaru of New England. Get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event. And Subaru of New England retailers will donate $300 to charity. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, it is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
We are bringing back the five most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy and giving Kennedy a shot at redemption. We have Pavel from Cranston, Rhode Island. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to make sure, did I pronounce your name correctly? We're having a discussion about it off the air.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Pavel. Hey!
Nice job, Pavel. All right, I got it. Thank you. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Pavel?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
He's very serious, Kennedy. What was the score when you won before?
So it was 5-3.
Oh, you
Jubu was writing the questions then, so we'll see. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Jubu was writing the questions. Probably a lot of millennial questions in there that tripped up Kennedy.
No, she's Gen Z.
Is she Gen
Z? She's like 20, 22.
Is that Gen Z?
Yeah.
Here we go. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, who has left the studio, and you win again. Question number one. Lady Gaga was an extra in AC/DC's Stiff Upper Lip video in 2000, and she got in trouble for headbanging. They told her not to do it because they wanted it to look modern. Is Thunderstruck an AC/DC or a Lady Gaga song?
AC/DC.
3 years ago today in 2021, Spider-Man's No Way Home was released. That's the one where all three Spider-Men meet and fight multiverse villains together. Name all three actors who have played your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, and Tobey Maguire.
Question number three. Which animated movie franchise is this song a part of? Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the movie.
Toy Story.
Never heard that song before.
No?
No.
It's a man named Randall Newman.
Tied at three. Question number four. There was a mini Gilmore Girls reunion when Lauren Graham and Danny Strong bumped into each other. They were just out and about. What is the fictional town Gilmore Girls took place in?
Stars Hollow.
Question number five. Wow. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You has topped the Billboard Hot 100 for a 16th total week, matching her record. She spent 16 weeks at the top of the charts for this song. She sang with Boyz II Men in the 90s. Name that song.
One Sweet Day.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! Are you like the Rain Man of trivia?
I mean, you're just like, do you have your phone like set up next to AI or something? It's just spitting back the answers to you.
I do love trivia. Yeah, ask my wife, she'll tell you that.
Pavel got 5 out of 5, Kennedy.
Oh, for crying out loud.
And there really wasn't a lot of hemming and hawing.
No, he knew them so quickly. It's crazy. He beat you before 5-3. Okay. Are you okay over there?
I lost my glasses. I must have left them in the other room. That's all right. Go ahead.
She's not going to be able to see her notes that she
That's
writes
so
down.
Bad.
All right. These are tough. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
Crap.
Do you want to go get your glasses? We'll wait.
No. It's fine.
Lady Gaga was an extra in AC/DC's Stiff Upper Lip video in 2000, and she got in trouble for headbanging too much. They told her not to do it because they wanted it to look modern.
Stupid.
People still headbang.
Is Thunderstruck an AC/DC song or a Lady Gaga song?
AC/DC.
If you can't headbang to an AC/DC song, when can you headbang?
Thank you.
If you don't understand our vision.
Clearly.
So can I tell you guys, actually really funny, last time when I played, I had a question about Thunderstruck.
No.
And that's part of the reason why I knew it was an AC/DC song. Yeah, you asked, it was a multiple choice question, but how many times do they say the word thunder in Thunderstruck?
Oh, I remember that.
No.
That is wild.
What are the odds of that?
I don't even remember Pavel coming on the show. Yeah. Yet he remembers one of the questions from the day he was here. That's incredible. Super brain. Question number two. 3 years ago, today in 2021, Spider-Man No Way Home was released. That's the one where all three of the Spider-Mans, Kennedy.
All three of the Spider-Mans?
Yes, got together to fight the multiverse villains together. Name all three actors who have played your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
All right, so we have Tobey Maguire, and we have Tom Holland. Andrew Garfield.
Which animated movie franchise is this song a part of?
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
That's from Toy Story.
There was a mini Gilmore Girls reunion when Lauren Graham and Danny Strong bumped into each other while they were out and about. What is the fictional town Gilmore Girls took place in?
Is it Star Hollows or Stars Hollow? Stars Hollow.
Question number five. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You has topped the Billboard Hot 100 for a 16th total week, matching her record. She spent 16 weeks at the top of the charts. For this song, she sang with Boyz II Men in the 90s. Name the song.
End of the Road?
All right. Question number one. You said AC/DC. That is correct. Question number two. Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland. Yes, that is it. Question number three. It was, in fact, from Toy Story. Question number five. You said Stars Hollow. Nice save there. Actually, in Connecticut, according to Pavel.
It is. He's right.
And question number five, you said?
I don't know. What did I say? I can't read it.
Sound it out.
Oh, End of the Road.
End of the Road. That is incorrect. It is One Sweet Day is the correct answer.
No way.
One Sweet Day.
Wow. On a Mariah Carey question.
Yes.
Woo.
How about that?
Don't play with Pavello here.
I mean it.
That is incredible. Or incredible. Unimaginable. I don't know where my brain went there.
That's pretty darn cool. Well done, sir. Well done.
5-4 is the final score.
Wish you were in here so yes. I could give you your props.
We're going to hang his name up in from the rafters.
Yeah, I really wish I could come in. Obviously, I'm in Rhode Island, so little bit of a hike to go to Boston and then go back to work. So,
well, yeah. We appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, well, next time Kennedy's off on vacation, we're just going to have you come in and play Can't Beat Pavel.
That sounds good. Yeah. I'll do that.
Kennedy, is there something you want to say to Pavel before he leaves?
Yes, my name is Kennedy from Quincy, and I just can't ever beat Pavel.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, Kennedy, you want to explain exactly what is about to happen here, please?
What had happened was throughout the years, we say many things, and then you'll say something,
we
and you'll
do
be
say
like,
many things.
Wow, that sounded dirty. And I didn't mean it to, but it did.
When
and
you talk for 4 hours in the morning, sometimes
and I think
you say dumb things.
I think we got the idea when we were at that morning show radio people convention. We heard someone talk about how they do this, and we were like, Perfect. Right. So these are only from August, and I have 2 days worth.
This but is only from 1 month or from
August,
month
September,
until now?
August, September, October, November, December.
Okay, so the second
I
half
been,
of the
I
year.
I have been collecting.
The last quarter of the year.
All right, so what I'm going to do for you guys is I'm going to play you just a little clip.
Okay.
And then if you can try and remember where the clip came from and why you said what you said.
Okay.
And then when you can't, I will play the full clip for you and we can see where it came from.
Okay. So first one. I'm being surrounded by Peters, Kennedy. Now I know why I like this idea.
I think I know.
I'm being surrounded by Peters, Kennedy. I have no idea.
This one's pretty recent.
I don't remember.
Dan?
We were playing Can't Beat Kennedy and there was a guy named Peter, and then he said he has somebody in his family named Peter, and then he's surrounded by Peters.
Very close. Very close.
I'm being surrounded by Peters, Kennedy. Oh my God, Peter. There's a guy on TV named Peter, too. I'm being surrounded by Peters, Kennedy. I just love Peter laughing in the background, too. I like this game, Kennedy. What do you have next?
Good. I'm glad you like it.
So I just play the next one?
Yes. Just go right ahead.
Okay. Let's see. Here we go. Can you come to my house and lay the hammer down, please?
I absolutely could.
Why are they all you?
Why were you they're not all. Why were you wanting that woman to come to your house and lay the hammer down,
Carson? Can you come to my house and lay the hammer down, please?
I absolutely could.
She works in construction, and we needed our bathroom remodeled.
Oh, Barrett was acting up.
Oh, that's an interesting one. Okay.
Nope, it was Halloween.
Was there any candy tax in your house this morning after your daughter went to school?
Always. There's always candy tax. All the Snickers, all the Reese's.
Yeah,
You got to lay the hammer down, Carson. Lay the hammer down.
Can you come to my house and lay the hammer down, please?
I absolutely could.
Because Barrett hid his candy and I couldn't find it. Can you come to my house and lay the hammer down, please?
I absolutely could.
Oh, it just sounds funny.
I like this game, Kennedy.
Okay.
Here's the next one.
Give it a little whack and then it works. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Oh, give it a little whack and then it works. Everything is fine.
Give it a little whack and then it works. It's fine. Everything's fine.
You want to guess first or you want me to go?
I do like to give it a little whack, don't you, Dan? Why don't you go first?
It was the computer. Nothing works around here.
Close.
You know how many times I smack these computers?
That's pretty good. I'm going to say, hold on one more time.
Give it a little whack and then it works. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Give it a little whack and then it works. It's fine. I'm going to say the air conditioning or the heater in the studio.
No, but
heard you fighting with the copy machine this morning.
I fight with copy machines. I fight with computers. I fight with websites. I fight with lots of inanimate objects.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say your record is this morning with this?
I always win against the printer. The printer will always print what I ask it to print.
Eventually.
You bet.
After several curse words.
I'll wear it down.
She did punch it, I think, at one point. All I heard was an expletive deleted.
I did.
And then
no, I just gave it a little...
Yeah.
Like the Fonz, a little slap and tickle.
Well, it said to me, please close this door, and the door was closed.
That happens to me all the time.
The door was closed.
Or it's like jam in tray 3. And like, there's no jam in tray 3.
There's nothing in tray 3.
I'm looking at tray 3.
What's your problem with tray 3?
They have that same issue. Mm-hmm. There's never anything in tray 3.
And that machine is pretty far down the hallway from our studio. And I heard it. It's like, I'm not even going to say anything when she comes back in. I'm just going to wait and ask about
fine.
It on the show.
It happens. What you going to do?
Yeah.
Give it a little whack and then it works. It's fine. Everything's fine.
I like this. I'm being so surrounded by Peters, Kennedy.
All right.
All right. And our last one for this morning.
Yes.
Here you go. I get a lot of free stuff. It does not end up on my body.
Oh.
I get a lot of free stuff. It does not end up on my body.
Wow. I get a lot of free stuff. It does not end up on my body.
I'll give you a hint. Yeah. I'm throwing massive shade at Carson.
Well, I mean, that's 90% of the show.
All right, that's true.
That's not a hint.
Some of the swag that gets sent to the radio station.
Sort of. I get a lot of free stuff. It does not end up on my body.
So we got something for free, and I took it.
Shocker.
Taylor Swift.
No, I wear that too.
Oh.
I get a lot of free stuff. It does not end up on my body.
I have no idea. I can't wait to hear what it is. And do you like my Odyssey hat, Kennedy, I got today?
Yeah. Whose butt are you trying to kiss today?
It was free. It was a gift. I didn't have to buy it.
It's not what I asked. I get a lot of free stuff. It does not end up on my body.
Corporate shill.
And there you have it.
That was fun.
The first round of Out of Context. 2024.
Bring it back.
I have more, so we can do it tomorrow if you guys would like to. I have four more if you'd like to.
Yes, please. Yes.
All right, we'll
like
do it.
I like it very much. Thank you, Kennedy.
You bet.
Appreciate that.
Give it a little whack and then it works. It's fine. Every peasy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So we ended up at 10,330 toys for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. Thank you to everybody who came out to our Deck the Hall Ball on Saturday night at Gannis Arena and brought us a new unwrapped toy. The Marines were there to come up on stage with us. It was a pretty cool moment for sure to be able to turn those toys over to them. I also saw that you got to go yesterday down to the seaport and drop off.
Yep, with Kathleen from American Moving and Installation and her daughter. It was awesome. Everybody's just always so nice down there. And she is a lovely, lovely human who does this out of the absolute kindness of her heart. And we are grateful.
And you know what else is awesome?
No.
That that group, Carson and Kennedy, that performed at Deck the Hall Ball.
Weaponized incompetence.
Opened up for the fray, in fact.
We did open up for the fray. And we made a last-minute change before the show to do Prince's Purple Rain. So this is Kennedy on vocals and me on guitar. Going to play a little bit of it for you.
Never meant to cause you any sorrow. Never meant to cause you any pain. Only wanted one time to see you laughing. I only wanted to see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain.
Crowd singing along, Kennedy. Purple light flowing over everybody.
Purple rain. Never wanted to be your weekend lover.
Let's go. Loved it. I think it was at about this point that I lost my pick. Hold on, I think you can hear it.
Only wanted to be some kind of friend.
Gone, lost my pick.
Yeah, there it is.
Baby, I could never steal you from another.
It just dropped down. I like I was holding it and then it dropped down into the palm of my hand. And I didn't have another one anywhere. It's not like I have a plethora of picks.
You got to improvise when you're on stage.
And so it's in my hand. I'm quickly trying to grab it to get it back into my hand and catch back up to Kennedy. I'm like, what am I doing?
Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain.
How are you feeling up there when you're doing this, Kennedy?
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
He only wanted to see you underneath the purple rain. Honey, I know times are changing. It's time we all reached out for the new. That means you too.
So good, Kennedy. Sounded fantastic. Loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it. It's a hard song to do, too, because, you know, playing it and singing it, you just come in and out of the songs. I can't pay attention to what Kennedy's doing I just have to keep going in spite of what Kennedy is doing.
That is correct.
Right? And that's
all, what being an accompanist is all about.
Right. And that is hard when you really don't know what you're doing. It's hard enough to play. And then
I think you did great.
No, you were fantastic.
It was very clear how much work you put into that song.
It was fun. It was fun. I want to play a little bit also. And thank you to Nick, our band director.
Oh my gosh.
Nick McGeehee, who was, again,
we would be,
he was playing Cajon on that one. On this one, he played electric guitar.
You ready?
Yes.
I don't want a lot this Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Ooh, okay.
I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Don't get ahead of Kennedy.
Who are you talking to?
The audience.
For Christmas,
they were singing it faster than you. I wondered. I thought you were talking to me. I was like, I'm not playing.
You weren't even playing.
I
Why
know,
would I do that?
Because it's in my head.
Now my boy was crushing that tambourine.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
How about me and Nick on backup vocals? Yeah, Nick was playing electric, I was playing the tambourine, and then Nick and I did backup vocals. That was so good. Very cool, Kennedy.
That was really, really awesome.
Nice.
Seriously.
No, you guys sounded great.
It was fun.
It's not an easy thing to do to get in front of 7,000 people and play and sing.
And when you're not
doing
it.
You should be proud of yourself.
Yeah, well, thank you. And when you're not doing it all the time, I think that is just a, you know.
And you just don't know what you don't know.
Right. And there's
and every year we learn something new.
Yeah, we learned something about sound this year.
Yeah, I think so.
So fantastic job. Nice job, Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love with a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Monica from Lakeville.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
So you know how this works. There are five pop culture trivia questions, and if you can get more than right than Kennedy, you win the money.
Okay.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She won't be able to hear anything that's happening. And just a reminder, if you tie, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Question number one, Andre 3000 wants to stop calling his latest album a flute album, saying it's way more than just that. Back when Andre 3000 used to rap, he was a part of which group?
Oh my God, do you know, Dave? No idea.
Who is that you're talking to? Who's the dude you're talking
to? My husband.
All right.
My husband's in the car.
What's his name?
David.
All right. Question number two. Red One had a huge debut on Prime with over 50 million viewers in its first weekend. It is the biggest premiere for an Amazon MGM movie on Prime. Name one of the two leads of Red One.
Oh, The Rock, right? Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Bear went to the theater to see that with his friend. He said it was very funny.
Yeah, it's got like an 80-something on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's it. I want to see it. Question number three, songwriter and producer Ryan Tedder will receive an honorary Clio Music Award at the 2025 Clio Music Awards next month. Outside of the songs he writes for other people, Ryan Tedder is also the frontman of his own band. Name the band.
Oh God, I have no idea.
Question number four, Kevin Jonas says Ego contributed to the Jonas Brothers breakup in 2013. Name the first single the Jonas Brothers released when they got back together in 2019, it is still their only number one song to date.
Oh, I know it, but I can't think of it.
The music questions are not your wheelhouse.
Question number five.
Not
it was
all.
21 years ago today in 2003, the third and final Lord of the Rings movie, The Return of the King, hit theaters. It went on to win the Best Picture and Best Director Oscar. Name the filmmaker who created the Lord of the Rings trilogy and won both of those Oscars.
Not the author. Don't know.
I do love your sound effects, though. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
David was not much of a help, was he, Monica?
Not at all.
Yep. So you're going to a company breakfast?
Yeah, we go to breakfast once a month and just have our meeting at breakfast instead of at the office.
That's super cool. We should do that once a month, Kennedy.
What meeting?
Just all go out to breakfast with the show.
Our company breakfast is you occasionally asking if I want McDonald's at like 5 a.m.
It's true.
It's a perfect breakfast.
We're the one. I text you this morning because we just got back from Japan, and my daughter had called in, but we went to Japan, and I feel you, Kennedy, with the anxiety on the plane and such, so I would recommend like some Ativan and... maybe some wine and that sort of thing when you're traveling.
Drugs and alcohol,
first
baby.
Of all, for everybody out there listening, don't combine those two. Secondly, honey, I do that just to get through my daily. To be honest, the airport is the one place I don't feel anxious. It is one of the only places on the planet that I truly feel at like peace. It's so stupid.
Kennedy, Monica got 1 out of 5.
Oh.
Sooch. All right, these are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
I was born ready. Let's go.
Andre 3000 wants to stop calling his latest album a flute album, saying it's way more than just that.
Is it though?
Back when Andre 3000 used to rap, he was a part of which group?
Outkast.
1-0. Outkast is it. Red One had a huge debut on Prime with 50 million viewers over its first weekend. It is the biggest premiere for an Amazon MGM Studios movie on Prime. Name one of the two male leads.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Also, Chris Evans.
Sudbury's own.
Good guy, local guy. 2-1. Songwriter and producer Ryan Tedder will receive an honorary Clio Music Award at the award ceremony next month. Outside of the songs he writes for other people, Ryan Tedder is also the frontman of his own band. What are they called?
One Republic.
3-1. Kevin Jonas says ego contributed to the Jonas Brothers breakup in 2013 when they got back together. They got their only number one song in 2019. Name the song.
Man, I can see it in my head. I'm not going to get it.
Sucker.
Sucker.
3-1. Question number 5. 21 years ago today in 2003, the third and final Lord of the Rings movie, The Return of the King, hit theaters. It went on to win the Best Picture and Best Director Oscar. Name the filmmaker who created the Lord of the Rings trilogy and won both of those Oscars.
Peter
Parker.
Cottontail.
Peter Pumpkin Eater.
Round face, glasses, hair.
Round
Peter.
Face.
Pistol Pete Maravich.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it. I'm tired of looking in the file cabinets. Just give it to me.
Peter Jackson, Kennedy.
Darn close.
Peter Jackson was the answer we were looking for.
Just watch all three of the Lord of the Rings movies and you'll be in South Korea before the ring gets dropped off in
No, I can't sit through that second one again. Throw it in the freaking fire!
Just get on the eagle!
I'm being surrounded by Peters, Kennedy. Final score is 3-1. Nice job, Kennedy. You get the dub. Congratulations.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Monica, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you and David listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Monica from Lakeville, and I can't be Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mac?
I got nothing.
If you missed CBK today, go to Mix1041.com. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. And now, play at 945 for the chance to win $1,000. It's 1K CBK. Only on Mix1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love with a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Please welcome Melissa from Kingston.
Hello.
Hi, Kennedy.
How are you?
How are you? I'm great. How are you?
Great.
Awesome.
Melissa, will you kick Kennedy out?
Of course. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
I understand you have your nephew, Adam, in the car as well. You're taking him to work today?
I am, yes.
So, oh, it's a little 2v1?
You know.
All right, so Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. You understand how the game works. Five trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win, okay?
I know, yes. Thank you. I'm so nervous.
Yeah, you're going to be great. I promise you.
Oh, thank you.
Question number one. Travis Kelce reportedly spent $175,000 on Taylor Swift for her 35th birthday, including 35 luxury flower arrangements, a $60,000 Rolex, and bling from Tiffany's, among some other gifts. It's a pretty good haul for your 35th. How old are you, Dan?
I'm 35.
Did you get that?
No, I think we just went to dinner.
That's good, too.
I think I got chicken fingers.
Which team does Travis play for?
He plays for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This classic 80s movie features Matthew Broderick skipping school. Name the movie.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Who wrote the A Song of Ice and Fire book series?
George R. R. Martin.
Question number four. Jamie Foxx needed stitches Friday night when someone threw a glass at him and hit him in the face at a Beverly Hills restaurant. He was there celebrating his 57th birthday. True or false, Jamie Foxx sings the hook on the song Stronger by Kanye West. True or false?
Oh, God. True.
Question number five. Who directed the movie The Shape of Water?
Oh, The Shape of Water.
Did you see that one, Dan?
I did. It's a weird movie.
It is a weird movie, but I enjoyed it.
Let's say, I don't know, Tim Burton.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Are you looking something up? Are you worried about one of my answers?
No, you're good.
Okay. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Melissa, who is driving her nephew Adam to work, got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Yeah, these are hard, Kennedy. You can quit now.
Okay.
I mean, you can just leave. The show's almost over.
I mean, you can. Yeah.
Now you don't want to give up the money.
Y'all know me better.
Be a $1,000 forfeit.
Never.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Travis Kelce reportedly spent $175,000 on Taylor Swift for her 35th birthday, including 35 luxury flower arrangements, a $60,000 Rolex, bling from Tiffany, among many other gifts. Which team does Travis play for?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
We are all doing something wrong in life.
No, she can have that stuff of herself. Where's the stuff that means something?
Maybe all of this means something.
Doubtful.
Okay, you buy me a Rolex, it'll mean something.
Well, you're not Taylor Swift. It's very different.
I'm also not 35.
Taylor Swift can buy whatever the hell she wants. Uh-huh. It's the things she can't get that are important as presents. IMHO. Go on.
Tied at one. Question number two.
I'm still waiting for the present I've asked for my whole life, but that's fine. Dan's the only one who ever listened.
That's true. I did do that. Because I love you.
This classic 80s movie features Matthew Broderick skipping school. Name the movie.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Come on.
Tied it to. Who wrote the A Song of Ice and Fire book series?
George R. R. Martin.
Tied at three. Jamie Foxx needed stitches Friday night when someone threw a glass at him and it hit him in the face at a Beverly Hills restaurant. He was out celebrating his 57th birthday. True or false, Jamie Foxx sings the hook on the song Stronger by Kanye West. True or false?
I mean, he does Gold Digger, so maybe he was there for the whole day? I'll say yes.
No, that is incorrect. That is
Daft Punk.
Yeah, Gold Digger, you're right. Daft Punk is who sings that.
That was
right. A tricky question.
It was a tricky question. Stole you a little curveball.
Is he on it, though?
On what?
That song?
No.
Okay.
No, not on it at all.
Interesting.
Tied to three, question number five. Who directed The Shape of Water?
Guillermo del Toro?
That is it. Nice work, Kennedy.
Melissa.
What a weird movie.
Nice.
Weird movie.
Out here falling in love with fishmen.
Well, that's I've never men don't have it. Everything you need, I guess.
But you know what they don't have skills.
It? Oh, it's a weird, trippy movie. It's about a walking Aquaman.
I read enough.
Yeah. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Melissa, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you, thank you, thank you for listening this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Thank you. My name is Melissa and
Adam,
and we are from Kingston and Plymouth, and we can't beat Kennedy, but we had so much fun trying.
Yay!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.